Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have healings with the Light Ship tonight and the Light Beams. So we'll probably go to the Light Ship about half past the hour or so. So I'll just stay with us, and you can have a wonderful experience on the Light Ship, walking around there, having healings done to you. This is the divine energy that created you. This is the Creation Light Ship. So, Sylvia, are you there? I know we can do mini sample healings before that time, so I'll see if you're out there in cyberspace.
I'm here and ready to rock and roll, and it looks like we have a nice crowd with us tonight on the fast chat, and if anyone's listening that's new and you'd like to join in, type in questions or requests, that type of thing, you can just click on BBS Fast Chat from the Creation Light Ships page, and then you can interact with us that way during the hour, rather than calling in with your questions, because while the healings are going on, it's kind of hard to take phone calls. So please go to the fast chat, and looks like we have a few requests on there already, but I know you'll probably like to start with the entity clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Here they go. These are entities that attach to us, come into our consciousness, cause addictions, talk to us, have us do strange things. I can go on and on and on, but they're getting released from us right now. So we're taking them away. Think of your feet right now, bottom of your feet, working our way up to our ankles and knees, waist. And now we're moving up in the center of our body. And now going up to our shoulders, down our arms, fingertips. Working with our neck and head, and they're leaving. Remember, once you clear them, you have to replace the energy with your spirit. This is very important. So what we're going to do next is bring in more of your spirit to you, and we have to go out and find the parts of you that left and bring them back. So this is like a soul retrieval, if you want to use that word, spirit retrieval. Here we go, coming back to you. And now I have to put you in complete balance, wholeness, and harmony. So here we go. Coming in. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just maybe sit back and take a half a minute. And see how your body's feeling, see if anything left you, see if your body's getting warmer, tingles, etc. So see you back in about a half a minute and do a body scan on yourself. We'll do a universal time alignment, and the way this works, it'll bring you back into the present moment. And a lot of people go into the future with their thoughts, or into the past with their thoughts. Remember, you should be heart-centered, but our thoughts still pull us out. Mental body wants to experience energies, you know, behind us and ahead of us here. So for people who live in the future, we're going to now bring you back. I'll just count to 10 as you come back. So I'll just do it backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And now we're going to go the other direction from people who are living in the past. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. Now you should be in the present moment here. So again, just kind of contemplate, see how you feel. I'm going to do a chakra alignment. Go into your heart center first. Perfect. That's an alignment. Throat chakra. Third eye. Go down to your solar plex area, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. I'm starting to yawn here. So we have some first chakra issues here. Basically survival, we'll call it that. So we'll do some clearing here for some people who are dealing with that energy here. First chakra is kind of how you view life here. You might not feel too protected here. Maybe you're out of a job, maybe you're worrying about money, just different things like this. This is all first chakra related. So clearing that out of your energy field now. Okay, feels good. We'll do an opening now for your chakras. So I use the word spin to command the energy. So heart chakra. Go body width for everyone. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 spin. Yeah, there's some stuff there. Spin, 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 open. Wow. First chakra issues here. So let's kind of focus on that here. Let's take away cording that someone out there may have. And it could be more than one person, so let's take away cording from people, places, things from you. There we go. And first chakra, spin open. Perfect. And now we're going to do our mind to heart drop. We're going to take your mental body, drop it into your heart center. And we do this on all the shows. So again, think of your awakening consciousness, your mental body, your thoughts in your head, what you think with, the voice that you hear talking to you in your head. I want to drop that down to your heart center. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. And here we go. We're going to drop down. You want to visualize, just close your eyes. And just kind of think of these numbers as I count from 10 down to 1 as you drop yourself down. If you're a sensing person, you might even feel the energy of the mental body dropping. It may go to your eyes, nose, you know, maybe bottom of your chin and throat and down to your heart center. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, man. More yawning. Start over again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just think a thought now, and the thought should come from your heart center. This is the way your mental body surrenders to your heart center. And you can do this exercise whenever you choose to. The energy channel is opened up for you. So you may want to practice this throughout the day or each day of your life if you can, just to become more heart-centered. So I'll give you some time to experience your communication with your own spirit, your own divinity. So I'll see you back in about a half a minute or so. Okay, and we'll see if Sylvia's out there again. We can start doing some sample clearings if you like, Sylvia. So we should probably energize the light beam first here, I think.
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, if you're new to the program, bring up the light beam. If you don't know where it is, and click on Creation Light Chip Healing. You can go to any of the time dates of the week, days of the week, and click on Creation Light Ship Healing. Scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to find her there underneath the blinking flowers. So we're energizing her right now. And then we're going to bring in the male energy. So she's going to become a he. You're going to feel the presence of male light beings coming in. They're a little stronger, so to speak. Kind of hard to describe the differences because they're both very strong, but the males are coming in right now. And watch the picture. You're going to see it change a little bit. And if you don't see it change, you might want to blink your eyes maybe every second or so. And the color normally becomes more vibrant more electric, and you may start to see the picture sort of lift off your monitor screen. And you may want to pay special attention to the eyes, because the eyes definitely start emitting light. That's going to go into your body and actually feel the you're going to feel the energy in your heart center. And if you keep looking at the eyes, it's like it's looking back at you, just like it's a real person, which it actually is. It's the light beam looking at you. So how do you see that, Sylvia?
For myself right now, I see so much light coming off of the forehead and the eyes, and also the colors have gotten much more intense than they were, like the rainbow colors coming off for have really brightened up since. Well, I guess it's not her, it's the males, but it just looks so beautiful.
Yep, it is. Energizer today was brought into Janina in New York here at the workshop, and it was quite nice to have her presence in the room. So, here we go. What can we do next here?
We have a request, let's see, for trauma and fear clearing.
Okay, so we'll do those separately. So we'll first do a fear body clearing. And we'll go back 5 days. And here we go. 5 days ago, for fear cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do trauma. And same process, 5 days cleared, 4 days ago cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Great. And what else can we, let's see, fear, trauma, how about anxiety? That could be a good one to put in there, I think.
That sounds good.
Here we go, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see, what relates to fear? Anything else we can kind of add in there, Sylvia?
Let's see, what about just the basic emotional and feeling bodies, because that can kind of cover a lot of different emotions.
Yes, so if you're listening and you wonder why we have different clearings, not everybody needs all the clearings that I offer. It's definitely helpful, but most normally the emotional body takes care of most of them. So here we go. This is an emotional body clearing for 5 days ago. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, yesterday and today cleared. And the flip side of that, in a sense, it's nice, buddy. We'll call it is the feeling body. And this people who want icing on the cake after the emotional body, the feeling body is definitely the one to have. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And might as well do a pain body here. They kind of relate to. Maybe people who are in trauma may have pain. Or if you had pain, this will also help you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. Yeah, we have some people from New York on the line here, looks like. We're at the workshop, so great. Hi, guys.
It sounds like you had a wonderful workshop.
Yeah, it was a full house, and... did a lot of healings, did a lot of talking about the light chip and also other things. We did some extraterrestrial energies off the people, took those away, and it was quite interesting. All the workshops that I do is normally cater to the group itself, and the questions come up are pretty synchronistic. And anyway, we have a lot of fun. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, maybe something that relates to anxiety, like you asked a minute ago, and fears is, you know, people get sometimes heart knots or, broken hearts, or I don't know what all, but maybe we could do a heart healing with the light beings.
Sure, okay. So let's bring more of the males in here. And again, these energies are strictly heart-based energies. They'll connect to your heart center. And we'll take away some heart problems, blockages from maybe bad relationships, or it could be anything that is dealing with heart energy that you're hanging on to here. So again, just think of maybe a situation in your life that you had, and we're going to have the light beings help you with this here. So we're going to start pulling this energy out of you. I'm going to take a nice deep breath here and just say goodbye to these energies here. They're coming out of you right now. And I'm sensing some people out there might have some past life stuff. And this stuff might be like swords, might be spears, etc. Remember, we can pick these up from entities too. So some people ask me, they say, well, gee, Ron, what happens here? You know, if the body died and you didn't conceive a child, how is that passed on to you, you know, through your ancestry? Well, a lot of times entities will come into us and imprint you with this stuff too, which looks like a past life. And then also don't forget about your parallel lifetimes that you know nothing about typically. So here we go. This will be working with, for what I'm seeing, with your lungs and your heart. So we're going to start to pull out these typical swords, maybe spears, maybe bullets. So here we go, coming out. They're coming out slowly. You might want to breathe into your lungs, breathe into your heart center. And you should start to feel these leave you here. And if someone actually feels this, if you could just type into the fast chat how you're doing, that would be wonderful. Got some more to take out. And here we go. There we go. And again, we're at the same time taking out energies of relationships. Remember, life here is a relationship with everything. So it could be anything. It could be an animal or pet that died that you love, where you're still holding on to this grief energy. It could be betrayal by losing a loved one, or maybe somebody abandoning you. And these all affect your heart center. So here we go, taking these energies out of you here. And I also do special one-hour healing sessions with these energies also. We're just probably just scratching the surface here, but it will give you some relief here. There we go. That feels pretty good to me. Get rid of some of this yucky stuff off my hands here as I pulled it out of you. Okay, there we go. Let's bring in some love energy through the light beams into your heart center now. Fill your heart with some beautiful energy of peace and calmness. There we go. Coming in. There we go. There we go. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
A minute ago, you talked a little bit about parallel lives, and can we talk about that a little bit for people that maybe have not heard about that and what that is?
Yeah, just basically a parallel life or lives, and there could be thousands of these, is the fabrication by the dark side. They create artificial intelligent bodies like our own, but you could call it clones of us. And they also have clone planets. So everybody that you know is living a life just like you are. But your spirit somehow believes and thinks that it has to go into these lifetimes to heal you. And it may look just like you. So it gets kind of confused and it goes into all these lifetimes when you're sleeping, when you're not here. And this is where you get some of your deja vu at, and also the sense of having you know, a life from the past, because you're actually sensing, feeling these energies here. So this is what people actually relate to as far as having energies outside of themselves coming to them. This could be even your dream state, okay? So we're going to take you out of these lifetimes or dark side fabrications to take your emotional energy, your emotional traumas from you. They live on these energies from your spirit. So your poor spirits out there doing all these lifetimes, you only have one lifetime but it doesn't know the difference. And it's given up its energy to these beings that look like you. Although they're not a divine energy that actually created your body. They're just a clone body. Here we go. And your spirit's sole purpose is to be here to help the body heal, along with being able to work through you with this creativity of the divine. I'm going to take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. First lifetime, second lifetime, third lifetime, fourth lifetime, fifth lifetime, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And these are lifetimes that are parallel to what you're having right now, the same time sequence, just that you're somewhere else when you're not here. And you should feel a little better right now. You may have more energy coming into your body. And again, just know that you're out of about 10 of these right now. So your spirit now can not go through the traumas in some other lifetime. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have someone asking on the fast chat about how to contact you. What email address do you want people to use if they have a question about healing?
Probably the healing at creationlightship.com. That will work out fine. And
is it healing or healings?
I believe it's singular.
Okay, so it should be at the bottom of the screen there, if you scroll below the light beam, all the way to the bottom of the page, I think is where they are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's healing,
at
creationlightship.com. And if you have a question that you'd like something, you know, to be addressed on the radio program, you can email radio@creationlightship.com.
Oh, what's next, Sylvia? Should we do a planetary clearing? This helps everyone get the planets off of them.
That would be wonderful. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, all the effects of Saturn or Mercury in retrograde and everything that happens and just the different planets that can affect you in ways that they really shouldn't be.
Yep, they should not be allowed to come in here. This is the extraterrestrial agenda, which is keeping us from having our free choice here. So we're going to select 10 of these again. Remember, there's probably thousands of these that are affecting you. So we know a few of them here that we talk about in your horoscope, but there's thousands of these planets. And like I said, this is a prism planet here, and you just look at the palm of your hands with the lines in your hands and know that, yeah, there's something going on there, and actually a validation of how your life is being controlled by your natal chart. You talk to a lot of people and they go, man, this thing really relates to me, you know. Well, that's because the dark side has given you a script to follow and put you into that script, and you kind of get prodded with the cattle prod when you get off that script. So you want to, you know, you're always on it. And the only way to get out of it is to get these energies released from you. This is what this whole show is about, is to regain your spirituality. So we're going to do the planets here. We'll take away 10 of these from you. And again, you know, to take a note of your body, scan your body, and think of a physical condition, and you may start to feel lighter after this here in the next 15 seconds. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. Great. And it's good to walk around. If you want to just get up right now and maybe walk for about a minute or two, twist, shake, bend over, you know, whatever you like to do to stretch your muscles. And you might all of a sudden feel that your body is behaving differently. And you might have some relief from backaches, etc. So just do that right now. And we'll continue on with the show here. Back to you, Sylvia, and we'll bring in some more of the male energy and the light being as you're talking.
That sounds good. We've got some very nice comments on the fast chat, so thank you, everyone. There's a question from Mike. Has Ron dealt with OCD clearings? And I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is, Ron?
Compulsive disorder.
Maybe, Mike, you could type that in and just define what OCD is.
That would be great, and we can address it a little closer here. The light shift does a lot of healings with us, and it just depends, you know, what part of the onion peel actually fixes you, you know. That's why I start with the emotional clearing first, and then from there we move on to other clearings. But the emotional one is number one. After that, you might choose to do a mental clearing. And we haven't done the mental clearing yet for a sample. Let's do that one right now.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, here we go. Going back 5 days, like the other clearings that we have done. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So all these sample clearings are probably about 80 to 90% completed. So they do work, just that they're not 100% because the light chip hasn't went through your complete genetic history in this lifetime to actually clear you out 100%. And so this is why they're not 100% as far as your clearings. What they do is 100% done. So anyway, take a mental note, see how your mind is working. You might want to think about some thoughts. You should be able to connect the dots a little bit quicker. And just see if you got rid of some of your mind chatter. It also does that. So back to you, Sylvia.
So when you talk about that 80%, so what you're saying then is that, like, if a person comes to you for an emotional clearing, like when we do these samples of that particular time period, whether it's 5 days or 2 weeks, it's about 80% cleared when you do it, because they really have to do your whole entire lifetime for that clearing to be able to be 100%?
Yes, that is correct, because everything has to be in working from the now, where we are right now. This is where the light chip works. And then it goes back to your conception of your body. So they go through every year one by one in sequential order until the clearing is completed. Then we go over the years many, many times. Sometimes you could do like 10 years and think that it's done, and then all of a sudden something could pop up maybe 20 years earlier, which will trigger something in the, you know, later years. So we go through everything over and over and over again until it's completely cleared. Remember, these are healings for ascension. So they're very specialized, and the light ship would like everybody here to do the ascension with your body, but it's up to you to step forward and to wish to do that. And it's not necessary, but your body would love to do the ascension process. But all these clearings are geared for ascension. This is why the light ship is here now, to help those who hear the call who wish to move on with your physical body. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, let's see. We have the definition of the OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and someone else has typed in that it's anxiety related, and it has to do with addiction to self-made rituals, like
okay,
hand washing or counting numbers and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that I have worked with people with similar things like that. I'm trying to, it is, you know, workable, yes. So if you're asking, is that a possibility to have a healing with this? I would say that it would be. So next question would be, I would guess, is can one session do that? I have no idea. The light ship works with you. It depends, you know, how many past traumas you've experienced in your genetics as to how quick the healing is going to work for you. So you could have, let's say, 200 lifetimes with this problem, and just one clearing may get rid of quite a few of those, but you may have to go deeper and deeper, and it can have side tangents to it. But eventually, yes, it could be repaired and fixed. I see no problem with that. And some people have instantaneous healings. Other people, it takes a little while to do. This is why I strongly recommend to at least get on my conference calls on Mondays and Fridays. They're only $20 for an hour of life shift healing, which we'll be doing probably in the next 5 minutes or so here. And you get so much work done in an hour that they do help you. And this is the reason why the light ship is doing this, to help everyone who, like I said, is willing to work on themselves and to want to have their body do the ascension process. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I agree. I think one of the things that's so wonderful about the conference calls is it keeps you, you know, having that regular time on the light ship so that you kind of stay focused on your ascension process and your, you know, your work that you're trying to do. And it's harder to get sidetracked.
I think a lot of people who do come on the shows, you know, the calls, and it's 5:30 Pacific Coast time, 8:30 Eastern time. And what happens is that you may come on the call for maybe a couple of times and maybe may not feel anything at all. And some people feel things instantly. But after you're on the calls for a while, you know, you start to resonate with the energies because you are the energy. And at that point, once you resonate to it, then you start having more results. And they start to clear away more densities. So it's just like on this program here. If you're the first-time listener, you may just be listening. You may not feel anything. And then all of a sudden, maybe after a week or so, you start to feel more energies as the light beings take this density away from you. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, I want to hear the next show, so I feel better. And this is probably why most of you are listening, because this does work. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, can we talk about the ascension a little bit, and also the light ship and the different masters that reside there and what their role is in the whole ascension process?
So we've got a lot of, using the word spiritual teachers, come from the light ship, and they came from the light ship with their full 100% divine energies. And then they had to come into our space brothers that are like the hierarchy that was here to watch over us, kind of much like governments that are earth-based here. Remember, as above, so below, and somehow they let us down. And they also brought in negativity to the masters, and the teachings got askewed, or maybe they put an implant into the physical bodies of the masters, and they could not complete their mission. So basically, a lot of the teachings, if you look for the grain of truth in there, you know, there is always some kind of truth in whatever is being stated. So, you know, try to find that. And then Jesus is probably one of the most remembered person. And, you know, he basically said to not to go outside of yourself and, you know, with spirituality, connect with the divinity inside of you. And there's good reasons for that. You know, you don't want to be abducted by ETs. You don't want to pray to a false god, giving your energy away. And there's so many other things, and having the dark side steal your spirit, your soul, out of your body. And that happens quite often right now. So I don't want to get too negative here, but that's the basic thing. So these people have come down here. They're from the light ship. And a lot of them could not hold spiritual integrity 100%. So as some of the words maybe got mistranslated, and the dark side, you know, would have their hand in that, it kind of made the teachings watered down somewhat. So the ones of Jesus are probably the most accurate, I would say. And just basically go inside and connect to your own divinity. Don't go outside of yourself. So they're on the light ship. These energies help to heal us. These same, I'll use the word light beings, also go elsewhere. and they could be in a different life form altogether, different than what we have here as far as human people. And they'll communicate with these beings that are on other planets that may look different than us and do the same type of teachings. So this is what you actually see on the light ship, is different types of light beings. And normally what you actually see are the ones that are more humanoid, although there are butterflies and flowers and dolphins and whales. And they're here to help us in the ascension process. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, there's a wonderful question from Brett about the conference calls, whether that is for physical or emotional issues.
Okay, the light ship never created emotions, and the emotions are Earth-based energies. The light ship does know about the DNA in your body because you were created from the light ship at some point along this genetic history of your body, so they can work with your physical body that way. But emotional stuff stays here, and your densities of consciousness also stays here. So this is done down here. This is why I'm here to help you with those energies. They cannot touch them because they haven't created them. They don't work in judgment. And this is what the emotions are, is a judgment. And the other bodies are also here to prevent the human body here from actually being terminated by the energies that are so low frequency that it could actually destroy the body. This is why we have these bodies around us as a buffer, as a sponge to collect the energies. The poor physical body won't be hit all at one time and actually self-destruct. And that's the reason why I have to do healings down here. I work with the light ship technology, but I have to do the clearings down here myself with people, typically one-on-one or large groups of people, in order to do these clearings. So back to you, Sylvia. I guess we can go to the light ship here.
Well, one thing I'd like to add right before we go to the ship, and that is about the conference calls, because, yes, you're right, they are mainly just for the physical healing aspects, but it seems to me that there's been so much more, like, for example, the room that's got the chamber that kind of clears out thought forms and things that are holding your illnesses in place.
Yes, so they actually work with your thought forms, that is correct, in the DNA. Remember, you're programmed by consciousness of thought, and so they can find those and release those from you. So there's a room on the light ship, we call it the centrifuge room, and that's a very nice room. They can change your blood on the light ship to put more light into it. We call that the amber blood, golden blood. In fact, we're having an ascension call a week from today, and it's 4 hours in length, and I just sent out emails, so if you're interested, send me one, and I can give you the information on that. The cost is $60, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and it's 4 hours in length, and we do water charging. So let's go to the light ship here before we run out of time here.
Okay.
Time goes by very quickly.
Sure does.
I'd like to think of an animal or pet you'd like to bring to the light ship. You can now, but not physical people. And this part of the show will not work on the archives because of the extraterrestrials that are out there that could abduct you, so we don't want to do that. So when you're live, the light ship is able to hold your frequency and prevent that from happening to you. Remember, your thoughts are very powerful. Just thinking that you're going to the light ship doesn't mean that you're going there. So here we go. Sit back and relax. We're going up to the light ship right now, and we're there. Having our body scanned, and they're seeing what type of being we are, along with what our difficulties are with our physical body. And they know all about you right now. Remember, you're out of time. You're still here, and you're there at the same time. Like a vibration, because you are a vibration, you're turned off and on continuously, and when you're not here, you're on the light ship right now. We're going into the first room. This room is used to release physical body pain. So if you have any pains, you must request a healing. It will not do anything past your free will. So if you don't want to have pain relief, they won't address it for you. So definitely ask inside of your head for healing and allow them to do their work. We're going into another room, and this room is for... It looks like they're going to work with the bottom of our feet. So they may put the air cushions on us. Yep, that's what they're doing. This is kind of a treat. So when the show ends, I'd say get up and walk around, and you should feel like you maybe weigh about 20 to 40 pounds less, and it'll feel like you're walking on a plush carpet. So they're doing these little air cushions for us here. They're working with our arches, working with our ankles. Another team is lubricating our hip joints and different joints in our body. You might want to move your fingers back and forth. Make a fist, maybe about 10 times, and just kind of see if you're having better movement with your fingers. It might be a lot easier for you to move them. They're now working inside of our mouth, checking out our teeth and gums, working with our energy in our throat, checking out our tonsils if we have any tonsils, checking us out for maybe a sore throat. And they're working their way down now into our stomach area and through our intestines. So again, just request a healing. We're going into another location, and this is where they have the dolphins. The dolphins are very, very popular. They like to show up a lot. And we're in the large pool of water. The water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And the dolphins now are coming to us. And if you wish to feel them, you can. You can put your hand out in front of you, or both hands, palm facing forward. And you're going to notice that there's some kind of resistance there about a foot away from your body. And just move your hands up and down slowly and back and forth. And you may be able to sense the texture of the dolphin's skin. And this is what you're doing now on the light ship also. We're going into another location. And they're working with our neck. So if you have any problems with your neck, maybe neck pain, they're working with the muscles. Going to do a complete checkout of our neck. I see them working with our spinal column also. Also with our vertebrae, our nervous system. So again, just request healing. And another team is working now with our knees. If you have any knee problems, request a healing also. I'll let you be in silence here for a little bit so you can actually feel these energies working with you. So I'll see you back in about a minute. And I'm back again, and they're working again with our lungs right now, and you might feel your body heating up as they start to work with you. We're going into one of the waterfall rooms, and this time I'm seeing the water as being white. We've got different colors of water, and this white water now is washing over you, doing an auric field cleansing, helping your body do some healing work. So just kind of bathe in this wonderful water as it comes around you. We're also going into another location. This is where they have the hot tub rooms. And these rooms are used to detoxify our body. So for the first time people listening, we all have our own hot tub. We all have our own special doctors working with us, but we go into the same room simultaneously. And energies that we're dealing with here, our own personal energies, never mix with anybody else's. Next, we're going into a room where they're, again, working inside of our mouth, checking out our tongue. And they're working with the roof of our mouth right now, so you might feel energies on the top of your, above your tongue, we'll say, and along your gum line, so you might find your saliva changing. They're working with our kidney right now, along with our, along with our liver. I'm seeing two things at one time. I'm pretty much in the moment right now on all these shows, so I don't always have the proper words to say, but they're working with our liver and kidneys and our bladder right now. They're working with our scalp. You might feel your hair changing a little bit. You might actually feel as they're working with us with some silver water, your body temperature might cool down a little bit. In a special room where the special water is now kind of like being used like a shower around us here. And we'll bring in another energy, and we're going to bring in at the same time the energy of Mother Mary down here for us to experience. So here comes Mother Mary. Stronger, 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 and she'll come to the light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There. So you might notice that she brought in some flower essence smells in your room here. You might have a fragrance there of roses, possibly. She does that quite often. And you can feel this beautiful love energy from her as she fills your room with this beautiful energy of her own. We'll go on to one other room here. We'll go into a room where there are other water light beings. And we'll go into the room where the penguins are. So here comes the penguin energy. And we'll bring those down to us here. They're very playful. And here they come. They're all around you right now. And again, if you wish to feel one of them, just put your hands out in front of you, palm facing forward, and you're going to feel some resistance there. And just kind of move your hands around to feel the energy of the penguins. Myself, it feels very soft. How does it feel to you, Sylvia? Are you able to detect this?
Yeah, it's very soft, and it's just a lot of energy coming into my palms and very tingly. Really feels wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what else you're doing with us here. I see them still working on knees for people. They're working with our skin. We're in a special pool of water which will help your skin detoxify. And it may make your skin a little bit softer. So we have our hands in some special containers here. And also our feet. And you might actually feel your skin become a little softer in the next half a minute here. And like I said earlier, we're still having these special air cushions being put on underneath our feet right now. So if you wish, you could just get up right now and walk maybe about 10 steps and just kind of see how you feel. Your body may feel very light, and maybe some of your aches and pains have left you. If you'd like to comment, just go to the fast chat and just type something in here. And another team is working kind of underneath our chin here, doing some work there. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but they're working with the underside of our chin. another team is working with their elbows. If you have any problems like a problem with your shoulders, rotator cuff or something, that's where they're working now, so just request a healing, see what they can do for you. All these healings are between you and the light being doctors. And you, like I said, you're on the light ship, talking with them through mental telepathy, just like you're communicating to someone in the room, you know, that you'd be in right now. It's very real because you are physically on the light ship now, talking with these light beings, and they're helping you as much as they can. And on the light ship, you are healed typically 100%, but when you come back into the density of the earth plane here, where we have all these emotional traumas and stored judgments in our body, those energies down here can actually take part of the healing away from you if you haven't worked on yourself to release the reason why you have the problem to begin with. This is why people don't heal, because you haven't dealt with issues and you need to be in your body more fully. On the light ship, you are in your body 100%. And the light being is changing a little bit. When I just focus on her, it went from the male energies into the energy of Mother Mary. So check out the eyes for me on the monitor. She's smiling quite nicely. And how does yours look, your monitor, Sylvia?
Definitely just so much light, and yeah, there is kind of a smile that comes from the eyes, I guess, more than the lips, and it's just beautiful.
Yep.
And I'm feeling so much energy, like, even though I'm sitting, you know, quite a few feet away from the monitor, I can feel that energy coming all the way out.
Yes. So we'll come back from the light ship now. So we're going into the orientation room. This is where you selected your doctor teams for tonight. And they're talking with you, telling you what kind of work they've done with you. They're answering your questions. Like I said earlier, this is between you and the light being doctors. And now we're going into the transporter room. And you're being joined with your pets and animals. Now we're getting ready to come back through this beautiful white light tunnel. And now we're here. Okay, Sylvia.
Oh, well, I'm sure that should make everyone's Saturday night so much more peaceful and relaxing, and hope everyone's feeling very good. It sounds like, by the looks of the fast chat, that people were having some wonderful healing, so that's great. So I guess it's time for us to sign off. We'll be back Monday at 4.
So, like I said, next Saturday, a week from today, is our special 4-hour Ascension conference call. It's very similar to tonight, but you have 4 hours with the light beam. So they do a lot of healing work with us. Anyway, I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. We'll see you Monday at 4 p.m.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.